Zoomer Radio and Fields of Gold Sting on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Sammy H here, thrilled to welcome back a very special guest we had on the show a little over a year ago. A lot has happened in that time for Toronto resident and runner Ben Popjoy. Ben had these big goals, run hundreds of marathons, break the Guinness record for most marathons in a year, and then see the world too. Ben Popjoy, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Good morning.
Good morning. Let's recap 2023 by the numbers, Ben. 242 freestyle marathons, 70 countries, 11,465 kilometers covered. Wow. And was it everything you hoped it would be?
Oh, absolutely. Everything I hoped it would be, plus more. Being able to kind of intimately hurl myself through the world was the adventure of a lifetime, and just incredibly inspiring to see so much natural beauty and so much human ingenuity.
How on earth do you top this? I mean, I feel like coming home would be a tiny bit of a letdown. I want to get to that, but I want to know from you the most fascinating places. And I'm sure because you saw so many places, this is going to be tough. Can you give me your top three?
Oh, geez. The Galapagos Islands off the coast of Ecuador for their pristine beauty and wildlife. Mumbai as a city, just incredibly electrifying and sensorial. And then Tokyo for a metropolitan area of 41 million people. It is so clean. All the infrastructure works, and it is this feat of urban planning.
Wow, that's amazing. And you know, you've painted pictures of three very different places. I was in the Galapagos actually last May on just a personal trip. I didn't run a minute, so I'm nothing like you, but it was pretty spectacular. So great to hear that that is on your top three list. I read a quote where you said, "I have lived and died 1,000 times this year." What do you mean?
Oh, I mean anything from just kind of physical hurt to stress. So dealing with wet bulb temperatures, which is where there's so much humidity and so much heat, your body cannot release its heat. So your organs start hurting. And then just kind of scary moments where people hurl projectiles at you and you get robbed. But that is the full spectrum of adventure. And when you sign up for adventure, it is idyllic swim spots and people trying to hustle you.
Yeah, right. Like it's both ends of the spectrum, right? Because it all seems very glamorous from where we sit. Imagine running around the world and setting a record and, you know, seeing places that very few people get to see. But in between all those moments, there's a little bit of reality in there. And I'm sure you had to navigate some challenging times.
Absolutely. But strangely, the hardest gauntlet is often getting from the airport to the city center, you know, whether it's how precarious public transit is, or anytime you get in a taxi cab and there's no meter, you're like, I'm going to get flossed.
Yeah. Right. I totally understand. Okay. So after this whirlwind year where you've just seen so much and the education, you know, by travel is just, you know, you can't compare it to anything else, you return home. And so what is the lens like now for you? How are you seeing your city differently? And actually, if I can get personal, how are you seeing your relationships differently?
Yeah, all praise be to my wife, Christine. I am married. She gave me a very long leash to do this project. So every day I try to avoid hanging myself with that long leash. So the fact that I am still married is the ultimate miracle of this project.
Yeah.
And I think what the project really revealed to me about Toronto is that, you know, I really hope people appreciate the multiculturalism in this city. It is truly unlike any other city in the world. It is the jewel of the city, how multicultural and harmonious it is, and never take that for granted. This is a wonderful city in that capacity.
That's nice to hear you say that. And what about the world record? Tell us about that.
Well, this whole project has been like self-funded and DIY, so I have submitted the application. It takes up to 12 weeks to get certified. I've tried my best to have all my ducks in a row in terms of, you know, all the information and the GPS and the tickets and the documentation. But much like my university degree, I think it's like the journey more than the certificate. I would love to pin that certificate to the fridge, but
yeah.
I've seen the world this year and I really can't ask for anything more.
Yeah.
Or last year, sorry.
What is the record that you were hoping to break, just so we're clear on that?
So the record was 239 races by an American done in and around America. And I was like, let's up the ante. What does this look like on a world scale, on the world stage? So I tried my best to do that, but it was just me out there. I had no road crew. And so I just threw caution to the wind, burned my previous life down, gambled on myself, and hope for the best.
Wow, I can't imagine what's next for you, but we will be in touch. I'm looking forward to the next headline, Ben. Congratulations.
Thank you so much for having me.
Ben Popjoy, the Toronto man who ran around the world in 1 year and is about to set a new Guinness record, I think. Thanks again, Ben.
Thank you so much.
And let's check the drive.